My lord, what wrongs are these?
Whatever seen an emperor in Rome thus overborne? Troubled, confronted, thus, and for the extent of evil justice used in such contempt.
My lord, you know.
As know the mightful gods, however these disturbers of our peace buzz in the people's ears,
may naught have passed but even with law against the willful sons of old Andronicus.
And what an if his sorrows have so overwhelmed his wits? Shall we be thus afflicted in his reeks, his fits, his frenzy, and his bitterness?
And now he writes to heaven for his redress.
See.
Here's to Jove. Of this to Mercury. This to Apollo. This to the god of war. Sweet scrolls to fly about the streets of Rome.
What's this but libeling against the Senate? And blazoning our injustice everywhere.
A goodly humour, is it not, my lord? As who would say, in Rome, no justice worth. But if I live, his feigned ecstasy shall be no shelter to these outrages. But he and his shall know that justice lives in Saturnina's health. Whom, if she sleep, he'll so awake as she in fury shall cut off the proud conspirator that lives.
My gracious lord, my lovely Saturnine, lord of my life, commander of my thoughts, calm me, and bear the faults of Titus' age, the effects of sorrow for his valiant sons, whose loss has pierced him deep and scarred his heart, and rather comfort his distressed flight than prosecute the meanest or the best for these contempts. Why? Thus it shall become high-witted Tamora to gloze with all. But Titus, I have touched thee to the quick. Thy life's blood out, if Aaron now be wise, then all is safe. The anchor in the port. And now, good fellow, wouldst thou speak with us?
Yea, forsooth. And your mistress should be imperial.
Empress I am, but yonder sits the emperor.
Sit he? Brother, sit, Stephen, give you Godine. I have brought you a letter and a couple of pigeons here.
Go! Take him away and hang him presently!
How much money must I have?
Come, sir, you must be hanged.
Hanged? By our lady. And I have brought up a neck to a fairer.
Despiteful and intolerable wrongs. Shall I endure this monstrous villainy? I know from which this same device proceeds. May this be borne, as if his traitorous sons that died by law for murder of our brother have by my means been butchered wrongfully. Go, drag the villain hither by the hair. Nor age nor honour shall shake privilege. For this proud mock, I'll be thy slaughter man, sly, frantic wretch, and hopes to make me great in hope thyself to govern Rome and me. What news with thee, Aemilius?
Ah, my lords, Rome never had more cause. The gods have gathered head, and with a power of high resolved men bent to the spoil they hither march amain, and the conduct of Lucius, son to old Andronicus, who threats in course of his revenge to do as much as ever Coriolanus did.
Is warlike Lucius general of the gods? These tidings nip me, and I hang the head as flowers with frost, or grass beat down with storms.
Aye, now begins our sorrows to approach. 'Tis he the common people love so much. Myself had often heard them say, when I have walked like a private man, that Lucius' banishment was wrongfully, and they have wished that Lucius was their emperor.
Why should you fear? Is not your city strong?
Aye, but the citizens favor Lucius and will revolt from me to succor him.
King, be thy thoughts imperious, like thy name. Is the sun dim that gnats do fly in it? The eagle suffers little birds to sing, and is not careful what they mean thereby, knowing that with the shadow of his wing he can at pleasure stint their melody. Even so mayst thou, the giddy men of Rome, then cheer thy spirit. For know thou, Emperor, I will enchant the old Andronicus with words more sweet and yet more dangerous than baits to fish or honey stalks to sheep, when as the one is wounded with the bait, the other rotted with delicious feed.
But he will not entreat his son for us.
If Tamara entreat him, then he will. For I can smooth and fill his aged ears with golden promises that were his heart almost impregnable, his old ears deaf, yet should both ear and heart obey my tongue. Go thou before, be our ambassador. Say that the emperor requests a parley of warlike Lucius, and appoint the meeting even at his father's house, the old Andronicus.
Camillus, do this message honorably. And if he stand on hostage for his safety, bid him demand what pledge will please him best.
Your bidding shall I do effectually.
Now will I to that old Andronicus, and temper him with all the art I have to pluck proud Lucius from the warlike Goths. And now, sweet emperor, be blithe again, and bury all thy fears in thy devices.
Then go incessantly and plead to him.